The real.
Bishop AJ the real.
That's
the
not
real.
My handle. My handle is right here.
Joseph AJ the real. Joseph AJ the real.
This irritates my soul. All right, y'all ready? Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you for this day. We just thank you for the another opportunity to get it right, God. We know that you have already made things right and that we just got to walk this thing out. And so we pray that you just help us to just continue to release it, casting our cares upon you. This burden ain't ours. This weight ain't ours. Help us to lay aside every weight that's so easily beset us, God. And we pray, God, that you continue to get the glory out of our lives, because in that we know that we are on the right track in you. We know that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and any tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. We pray for our enemies who despitefully use us, as the word will say. And we pray, God, that you give us a that you would give us a genuine and pure heart of prayer. I'm in a posture of prayer for them and those that speak against us. This ministry, the plug, His Word I Am, even our individual lives, Dominique and her businesses, the 22-inch weaves, and so on and so forth. God, we're thankful for all of it, God. Thankful for all of it, God. It's in your Son's name that we give praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus the Christ that we pray and celebrate and give thanks. Amen.
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 In order for electricity to flow properly, it first must be connected to a powerful source. Ladies and gentlemen, we introduce to you The Plug, People Living Under Grace, a podcast that's designed to connect all of us to the God of our salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. Dive in with hosts Joseph AJ, Dominique Suarez, Sharday, and Brian B as they talk about hot topics such as faith, family, and finances, and everything in between. So grab your friend or grab your favorite loved one, sit down and relax because the plug is on, and get ready to get plugged in.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to The Plug, People Living Under Grace. I'm Joseph AJ.
I'm Dominique Suarez.
I'm Sharde B.
He don't whisper sorry.
Did he whisper?
He just whispered sorry.
Oh.
Lemon and Brian.
That was me?
That was you.
No. I didn't hear you say Brian B.
Oh,
we saw your mouth move, but I think it was because of the
that ain't my fault.
No,
ain't
we don't.
Oh,
we didn't hear you say Brian B. I mean, I heard you, but
okay, we can do it over.
Is that the Essentia? We like water over here. You're listening to The Plug, People Living Under Grace. I'm Joseph AJ.
I'm Dominique Suarez.
I'm Sharde B.
I'm Brian B.
And so today is the day that we all meet on this particular day as everybody is snacking and eating. And I'm just sitting here like, I'm just chilling. What's up, y'all? Because I ain't seen y'all in like a week and 3 days.
And you know Jamie missing us. You know, I do have to show appreciation for you, Jay, because normally you always get some ugly clips of me trying to be pissing me off. But the clips, I actually look cute in one scene. I appreciate you using that one, because normally you'd be so annoying.
I'll be trying to get the clips right.
Ugly clips though. Like, hold up. Wow. Yes.
Them screenshots of us looking all crazy.
Listen, it's not me, it's technology.
No.
It's you.
At the right
you
moment.
Always look fine.
Right. Yeah, that's because he's taking a picture.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you. Always has my back. Dominique like, always be like, just oh, that was perfect. That was perfect. Do it again, Dominique.
Jay, leave me alone.
Is this live?
No, it's not live. It's never live. We're not ready for live yet. We okay with that. It's,
I'm just making sure.
We definitely were live before.
We were live last. Did we go live last season?
Mm-hmm.
We did?
Live.
Yes. I don't think we went live last season.
Scott,
it was a couple
times. People were commenting under
last season. That was season two. We haven't been live season three. We didn't go live season three.
What? I'm just saying we've gone live before.
Yeah. No, it's only recorded.
We had a good turnout for that.
We did. And people, I know, are missing us, but I'm so glad that we have another alternative to doing clips before we go live again, which is really good. I'm still waiting for Dominique to do her cooking with Lanis.
First of all, don't nobody come in Lanis. Except but you me. And Carrie Davis. Y'all remember Carrie?
Carrie.
I ain't last names, but yes, we remember Carrie.
Yes, I'm still in communication with him. He is married, has a cute little daughter.
Nice. Oh, they had a baby.
House. Yes.
How old is the baby?
I believe she's one.
Okay, because I'm about to say they got married a couple of years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before we moved back to California. Actually, as we were moving back to California.
Yes, because I remember you were in the wedding.
Shout out to Carrie. I love him. He is one guy for sure that was in all of me and my sister's lives. You know how guys be like, oh, you my sister, you know? But then they be like, trying to be slick. I'm
sliding in.
Never. Carrie always is like, no, you are my sister. All of you girls are my sisters. And he like, he had me at his wedding on his side. So me and my sister actually wore a suit because we were groom's ladies, not groomsmen. It was really nice. It was nice. It was like African themed. It was nice. So yeah, shout out to Carrie. I still love him.
Shout out. Is somebody have a dog in the background?
It's me, of course.
Oh, that's right. Django. It's Django's birthday. We forgot.
Yep. Shut so,
that was the last time we went live. So listen, today is a very, very interesting topic. Hopefully, Sharday, I got the topic right. But it really poses a question. We've had conversations, Sharday looking like, wait, what is it again?
No, I know.
I'm for sure looking like, what is it again?
Wait, so I just wanted to say the plugins. I want to say to all the plugins, get you some people that hold you accountable. And we're going to go into that later. But today's topic is a question. And it's a question from all of us that we've all had to answer. And I'm still answering this question. But it's pretty much simple. Do I have the faith to go alone? And the scripture that I came from, that I saw from this, and I'm sure... you're not the godfather. No, Mr. Scott is the godfather. Uncle B. Brian. I'm sure.
You can call me Youthful B if you want.
Youthful B. That sounds like an R&B name. Youthful B.
Like a group.
It does sound like, yeah. So no, do I have the faith to go alone? We started talking about faith. We did faith and finances with Mr. Scott not too long ago. And then a lot of the other clips that we talked about over the last couple of weeks has been dealing with the subject of faith and the theme of faith. But one thing that came to mind was Matthew 28 and 17 through 20, when it says, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. It was the some doubted that got me. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And this was the kicker right here. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And so reading that and then answering this question, do I have the faith to go alone? I really don't want to start this conversation. So please, somebody, I don't mind that Sharde is looking at me right here with the same face. I don't want to start. So please, somebody go for
it. Who came up with it?
The plug man himself?
The plug-in's general consensus unanimously voted and came up with
this. Yes, we did. Do I have the faith to go alone? I'm not starting it either, but what I will say is that we're never alone because God said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Ooh. So even when we physically, what's going on around us.
It's getting hot over there in hot Atlanta.
Y'all, Brian fanning her.
She already spitting out hot fire.
Even when we feel like we're alone physically, spiritually, God said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So having the faith is believing, for me, that standing on his word and what he said is true, and that's what I'm going to have faith in, because of course everything can be rocky and seems rocky as far as the foundation of belief, and everything will let us down except Jesus Christ himself. So I do have the faith to go with the Lord because I'm never alone.
Well said. What she said, she spoke for the both of us on that one.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Dominique. Yes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I can put in my two cents after you. It's fine.
No. Go ahead.
Well, the scripture that comes to mind, Jay, you could definitely say right. The scripture that comes to mind is Matthew 6:25. It says, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valued than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Therefore, do not worry, saying what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. For after all these things the Gentile seeks, but for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day it is its own trouble. So because of all that, I definitely don't mind carrying my faith alone as far as person, like not having an actual person by my side, because I know at the end of the day, God is going to supply everything I need, desire, and all the extras, as long as I keep him first. So that's my two cents. Jay, where are you at? I say Jay.
Just put us on.
Right.
Where's he at? Where you go?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Plan. Come on, Joseph AJ.
The real
Bishop. Some respect.
Why you gotta go with titles, Dominic? Ain't nobody no bishop up in here. Stop playing games. Only bishop is Jesus, the bishop of our souls. Anyway, so
definitely not, man, the deacon. We could call things
definitely, yes. We can call things that be not. Yes, he's gonna be soon to be a deacon soon. He'll be licensed in your dad's church. Do I have the faith to go alone? Why, Brian didn't even go?
No, she said what I was gonna say.
Listen, come on now.
You know they're one. They're one. So.
I'll add for him.
She did. She really did.
I love the fact that they are one, definitely are one. I do. I know that for sure. But it's interesting how that one definition gets to be translated in different ways for other people. For example, Dominique gonna fuss at me talking about why can't they have different color T-shirts in the opening credits? They're individual people, even though they're one. I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice.
And that's true.
Yeah,
100%. I'm definitely an individual.
But you know how sometimes I can speak right. What he's thinking, yeah, and then yeah, she do. You know she does. That whole thing. Maybe that's what happened this time.
Right.
So you'll have nothing to add, Brian.
I just want to be clear.
Well, I was going to say, like with that scripture that you said, Dominique, it's interesting how when Jesus says, "Owe you a little faith," he doesn't say, "Owe you a little popularity," "Owe you a little money," "Owe you a little social status,"
or degrees.
Uh-huh. He says, "Faith. Owe you a little faith," because all he wants is us to have faith in him, and faith honors God. You know, so that's all I wanted to add. It's amazing to actually be able to experience that. Hold on, my son talking to me. Okay, they got cool.
Oh, we're in the middle of a pandemic. It's still okay.
But yeah, that's what I was going to add. But I think, man, just to be able to know that Jesus is with us, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, it's comforting, you know. So to have faith to go alone, like, you know, never alone, you know, Jesus is with us. But yeah.
I will add in a struggle about that. Mm-hmm. Just in marriages when you're feeling like, you know, you're going alone. And I know it's very known that my husband and I are our spiritual walk. I'm a little more mature in our spiritual walk than he is. So oftentimes I have felt like that in my marriage. But the Holy Spirit always reminds me to just pray for him, you know? And mm-hmm. I know that there's scripture that speaks about a woman being able to tear her house down, you know, and build it up. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I try to be mindful of that. Just wanted to throw that out there because I'm certain that there's other folks who listen to our show who have that same type of struggle.
And, you know, it's major for us whenever we're in a situation that we speak faith, you know, mm-hmm. speak his word into the situation. Like he said in Proverbs, death and life is in the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's very major, like, you know, in any situation that we speak God's word, because God's word is true. You speak in faith into that situation. Just like when God created the heavens and the earth, when it was dark, he didn't say, "Oh, it's dark." He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Because if he said mm-hmm. it was dark, then it would have got darker. You know, mm-hmm. our mouths are very powerful. You know, even that whole saying with, you know, you got two ears, but you only got one mouth. You know, listen more than you speak. Choose your words wisely, pretty much, because mm-hmm. our words have power. We are, you know, now in Christ, we are kings and priests. So our words matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're royalty. So we're supposed to conduct ourselves in a certain manner. We're supposed to speak in a certain manner. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Us being created in the image of God, we are like him. And so that's what we need to always remember, that how he conducts himself, so are we. And so not only that, it reminded me of the scripture, Hebrews 11, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And so the unseen is very much important. And I know because we don't see it, it's like out of sight, out of mind, but it's very much important to speak your faith, speak what you believe, because what you believe is in your heart and you are going to say it, whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't realize. And when we look at our lives, a lot of the time, we don't realize that we spoke ourselves
into
where we are.
Yeah.
And so not only that, just if you are to walk by faith, as far as like, God gives you a vision or instructions to do something, or this is the season that you're in, the faith is believing what he said, even when it doesn't look like what the end game mm-hmm. supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And so that's the hard part of not looking at the waves coming in and things that look nothing like what he said, although that is built in us to state what he said, because his word is truth, and everything around you makes you doubt it because it's contradicting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is hard. It's very hard because you feel it,
You see it. You're experiencing it. However, though, speaking God's word, all things have to let go because his name is above all names. Mm-hmm. His word is true. You have to recognize the difference between a lie and the truth. And God said that his word is truth. His word is living water. And sometimes we are subject to drink poison because that's what we're used to. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that it's killing us. His word is living water, though. So
I want to say two things that you brought, like what you said. When you said what we speak, like we speak ourselves into a situation, it reminds me of the scripture. And I think it's 1 Peter when he said our mouth, our tongue is like the rudder of a boat. It literally directs you where you want to go. Mm-hmm. The more you speak in that direction, whatever you say, that's where you headed. And another thing that you said, it was with the mouth again. I had it. I can't remember, but speaking into the situation, God's word, you know. Oh, here it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It was, you know, we got to also remember that God said, these things that we see are temporary. Mm-hmm. The unseen is eternal. You know, so if you seem like this situation in a marriage is like falling apart, thank God it's temporary. Speak his word into that situation because his word is true. Oh, my bank account looking a certain way. Well, it's temporary. God shall overflow. He said he shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Jesus ain't broke. Jesus is wealthy. Matter of fact, he became poor when he was here. Yeah. That we would become rich. And when he went and sat the right hand of the Father, he has everything under his feet. And so do we, you know. And when Jesus was walking on the water, like you used that example with Peter, Peter focused on Christ. And Jesus was walking on top of the situations, on top of the circumstances. And Peter started walking on top of the situations and circumstances because he was focused on Christ. Right. So that's how we have to speak faith into every situation, you know. So just keep the focus on Christ. No matter how the winds and the waves blowing, it doesn't matter. You know, those things are temporary. It's not true. It's a lie, you know, because we know the promises of God.
Right.
So everything works out for our good, too, for those who love Christ. So, I mean, just to have that assurance that, man, I am his beloved child. Matter of fact, he loved me so much. I'm speaking like how I speak to myself. He loves me so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for me. You know, you got to make it like that's your individual relationship with Christ. That's how it is. You know, so that's so warming and refreshing of his love. Like, I'm his beloved child. Like, thank you, Father. I know you didn't put me through this or put me here for me to fail me. He said, I'll never fail you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So it's just coming to trust and speaking his word into the situation because his word is true. You know, we can't. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, nobody can break God's word. God's word will break them. You know, when it comes to the truth will stand for itself and it's going to break the lie.
Not only period. That, all things will pass away, but God's word will never.
Never.
Never, ever.
So.
Never, ever, ever. Go ahead.
And it's so important that we remember those things because we're not exempt from trials and tribulations.
Right.
We're not
right.
Exempt from persecution. Like
exactly.
All that comes with the territory. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. So what are you standing on? What are you saying?
Right.
You know?
Are you going to agree with the situation? Or are you going to speak God's word?
Exactly.
Right.
What are you believing? There's something I was going to say.
Joseph AJ.
I'm trying to do that even like with petty stuff. You know, people be like, oh, my back is killing me. Oh, my feet.
Yo, that right there. Your back gonna be like, let's kill her.
Yep. Right. Like, yeah, your feet killing. Oh, okay.
Yep.
You've been real quiet over there.
As I normally hate the saying, I've been taking it all in. No, I've been taking it.
Put out something before it.
Listen, I've been taking notes too. I feel like I'm getting old, so now I feel like I got to take notes. But no, one thing that I want to.
We just talking about our mouths.
I know. See, it's ingrained. But that's the crazy part. It's ingrained in us, right? And there's so much that we have to unlearn about a lot of stuff. Brian said that it's temporary. And a lot of the times when we're going through struggles or certain types of trials, the enemy or the inner me of our souls definitely will try to make us think that like, this is permanent. This is going to be for the rest of ever. This is, you know, it's not going to break. It's going to always be like this. But I know what Brian speaks because like this is temporary. We have to look at that situation that is temporary. I was saying to my mom earlier because she had texted me something crazy. And I was like, I don't even understand what you're saying. Like, let me just call you. So she's telling me, you know, everything that's, you know, going on as far as whatever was going on. And I'm listening to her tell me this story. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is the plug. People don't like it. I'm just going to start telling the truth. My grandfather said some stuff about me that I was just like, I'm sorry. What? And she was telling me all, you know, the situation and not going into any details about my own struggles right now with everything. But it was just some comments that were made. And one of the things that a lot of the things that were stated, I was just like, that's crazy, you know. And I know from experience, you know, something had to trigger him to make him like turn his frustration or anger towards me to come out of pocket, you know, and I'm not even there on me. And it's some things that he said that were very hurtful. And I said to my mom on the phone, I said, you know what, mom, I'm not trying to be funny, but a lot of the stuff that granddad has said to me or about me or, you know, whatever, you know, word curses that I've heard growing up were very, I'm still working out that stuff now in my adult life. Like when we were talking to Mr. Scott last week, and one of the things I said to Mr. Scott, I said, the way that I view money is totally not the way that God would want me to view money, because I was so ingrained with fear and doubt and having to, you know, make ends meet, and you got to work 3 or 4 jobs just to make ends meet, and, you know, this, that, and the third. No faith was in the conversation, mind you, but this is what I was taught, you know, by my grandfather. This was stuff that was like ingrained in me. And so it's just like looking back, even in that, I find myself doing the same thing. God blessed us with a blessing that I'm not ready to talk about just yet. And immediately my next sentence was, all right, I can do extra hours at my job to get that extra money to get, you know, to buffer whatever needs to be met, you know, and so on and so forth. Cause I was always taught to be a great provider, right? You know, you work, you do what you got to do, provide for your family, so on and so forth. But I'm trying to unlearn a lot of stuff that was taught to me. And one of the things that was my view on money, my view on relationships, not really to the man having to do everything in the house. You know what I'm saying? Not maybe, you know, nothing, not saying that in my house, we don't do like women's work or men's work. Like we help out, we do what we got to do, right? But not what's the word? Not chauvinistic. Can y'all hear me? Okay, because it's saying my internet is crazy. But just, you know, overexerting yourself to the point where you fall into being sick, or you're not taking care of your body, or you're not trusting God, or you're not, you know, doing it. And so I'm struggling a lot in that right now. God is taking all of that from me. And sometimes it does leave me in feeling like I am alone. And I know that I'm not alone because I have my wife. You know, but, you know, in the aspect of feeling how I'm feeling, I'm like, this is why I've kind of stayed to myself for so long, because I don't know, like, I'm just unlearning a lot of stuff, you know?
Well, I think we've talked about that a number of times too, just coming from the homes that we were raised in and how, and the religious backgrounds we all have, and how sometimes, not sometimes, we're seeing that our spiritual walk has surpassed our parents. You know, I know I have, my mom's father came to this country and instilled in my mother a lot about the value of money and her credit and like all this stuff, you know? And it had nothing to do with faith. It was actually, don't count on anything that's not in the palm of your hand yet. And that's the opposite of what faith is. You know what I mean? Right. So I'm talking to my mom and I'm speaking to her about buying a new car, but, oh, I thought you wanted to, you were getting a house. You should buy your house first. And, you know, according to his riches and glory, not mine, because if it's mine, I'm not going to have anything. You know, so I do find myself reminding my mother, you know, which is crazy because the way we were raised is like adults know it all.
Right.
And I, to this day, I like get shocked about the stuff that I find that adults don't know and how ignorant adults can be. You know what I mean? I'm like, as a child though, we're taught like they know everything.
Like, do you feel like you're like Dominique, like not trying to be funny, do you, and Sade too, for you too, do you feel like we're all in our 30s, right? Okay. Do you ever feel like, looking back, like you're in your 30s, right? When our parents were in their 30s, or we had older adults in our families, like aunts and uncles or whatever, that were in their 30s and we were kids, do you feel like now that we're in our 30s, that it's definitely different in the experiences that we're dealing with? But I feel like I'm an older kid, so to speak.
I get what you're
saying.
Do
you get what I'm saying?
Like, I remember my mom turning 30.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm at the age of where my mom was and I was a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
It's like a weird thing. It's like, I wonder, like, were they going through some of the stuff that we're going through now? Because the Bible says nothing new is under the sun.
Right.
But it's like, but I often find this too very interesting. A lot of, like, even with my parents, they didn't tell me a lot of stuff. Like, I had to kind of just figure it out on my own. So, like, when I was going through my own issues, I'm thinking nobody in the world knows exactly what I'm going through, so I got to figure this thing out on my own. Until I have a conversation with my dad, and I'm just like, he struggled with some of the same stuff that I'm struggling with. Mental stuff and, you know, depression or, you know, anxiety. It might have been, you know, internalized differently or expressed differently. But it's one of those things where it's just like, you don't know what's going, like, this is, I feel like we got to do better as, even with our kids, to not, we don't have to tell them the gory details about what we've gone through, but it's just really, I think I would have been spared a lot had the lines of communication been a little bit more open. I think we got a little off topic, but I mean, that's, I was piggybacking off of what Dominique said.
No, yeah, I could definitely agree that it's important. I honestly, for me, I'm gonna speak for me. I really thought the people around me were wise. I'm not saying that they weren't. What I'm saying is that they were wise in their time. But when I look at us, like our generation and stuff, I'm like, we're actually
wiser
as in generational curses. And I'm not trying to say they were dumb. I'm just saying that. Yeah. Breaking the ignorance. And what I learned was that breaking the ignorance, the root word for ignorance is ignore. We're not ignoring anymore the things that need to be presented or talked about or communicated or not overlooked anymore. And so I think that's the difference that's happening with our generation. Mm-hmm. We're not ignoring anymore.
And this crazy that you